All right, so last we deviated a little bit from Hilchos Tefillah to get into Hilchos Purim. And last week we spoke about the halachas of when, if someone does drink, and he drinks a lot, so what should he do by certain mitzvahs? Brachas, Asher Yotzar, Berachas Hamazon, Krishma, Tefillah. So we spoke about that last week. And so this week we're going to talk about, instead of just going on one topic, since Purim's coming in a few days, so I think we'll touch on a few different vinyanim of Purim and try to make sure that we cover a lot of the shailas that come up. So the first thing is that we're going to talk about is Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah says that Kriyas Megillah is a chayv gadol. So if you had to, rate, your chiyuvim on Purim, there's a lot of mitzvahs you have to do. Mitzvah, Megillah, Suda, Shalchmanus, Matanus Yainim. So the Mishnah Berurah is the only one that we saw that you have to call it. I mean, the only mitzvah that we saw that being called a Chayv Gadol is the Mishnah Berurah says about Kriyas Megillah. So we have to be very medactic about Kriyas Megillah to make sure that we're hearing everything. Now, what the halacha is that you have to hear the entire Megillah, every single word. In Tafrich Sadi Siv Gimel, and more specifically, it says you have to read the entire thing. Sarach Lakroy Sakula. And the Shabruos of Katan Hay says, "V'hu li'kuva." It's a li'kuva. You have to read the entire thing, and then he continues with Das Roif Ha'Poiskim Shafilu Im Chiser Mimeno Rak Teva Achas. Even if you just miss one word, Lo Yatza. So you're not Yatza. So you have to hear the entire Megillah from the beginning to the end. The later on, the Berahetiv says an interesting. Interesting halacha that we it's in the Berhetivs of Katan Yud Aleph. And he also just to in case you think, oh, maybe that's just reading. If the guy read every single word and I didn't, even though I may have not heard every word, but I heard most of it, so maybe I'd be yaitza. So the Berhetiv says, of Katan Yud Aleph, he says, Mevur b'tshuva sarajba, demashemea lo yishama teva achas lo yotza. If you do not even hear one word, you're also not Yaitza. And then he says, which is a big Kiddush, Avalim Shama Veloy Kivein. Let's say you heard the entire Megillah, but you were not Mechaven. Bechol Teva? So that, Veloy Kivein Bechol Teva, Yaitza. That's what the Magen Avraham says. If you heard, but you were not Mechaven. If you heard that you were not Mechaven. So, what does it mean if you heard and you're not mechaven?
Based on.
So the Paiskim say, the people explain it, says it doesn't mean that if you just spaced out. It means that if you're not mechaven with your das to be yaitza, you're mechaven in every word. But the Shaila really gets what happens if you space out, which is could be a very common thing.
Wait, what?
So if you see you're hearing the Megillah, and it's hard, it's a long time, and you're reading it, it's also a very interesting story, so your mind can start thinking about the story and daydreaming about the story, and you space out. So what's the halacha? So we know that the halacha is in Tafresh Pei Vav, which is the first when we first start talking about Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Megillah, that not Tafresh Pei Vav. Tafresh Pei Zayin. Sorry, Tafresh Pei Zayin. It says in Siv Beis, "Mevatel Talmud Torah Lishmaya Mikra Megillah." We know the famous Gemara that everybody knows is that you have to even be Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to hear Kriyas Megillah. So, the kasha that a lot of the Paiskim ask, one of them is the Shailos and Tshuvos Beis Ephraim. He asks that, "What do you mean? What do you mean being Mevatel Torah for Megillah? Megillah is Torah. Megillah is Torah. So, what do you mean being Mevatel Talmud Torah?" To listen to the Megillah. Well, listen to the Megillah is also Torah. It's not just a history book. It's Torah.
Any mitzvah?
Huh?
Any mitzvah?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's another kasha. I mean, every time you have a mitzvah to do, then you have to mivat the time of Torah. Yeah, that's another kasha. But, so different terutzim. Anyway, so one of the terutzim. So one of the terutzim that they say, is that it means that you should be mivat Talmud Torah be'ian. It's not just, there's a famous vart that we always hear in yeshiva, that there's two dinim in Talmud Torah. There's dinim in Talmud Torah b'kamos, which is in how much you're learning. If normally you learn 5 hours a day, and now you're learning 4 hours a day, that's bittul Torah. And then there's also bittul Torah b'eichus, how deep you're learning. If normally you learn very deep, and now you're not interested, so you only learn bekiyastik or whatever, so that's not, that would be considered bittul tayr ba'echus. So they learn, they say that maybe that's the pshat over here, that if you're being about tamat tayr, it means that that if you learn beit. So the kash is that how, why do you have to be mevatel tamat Torah? Very simple. I have a very simple answer for you. Go park with all your svarim right next to the bima. Make sure you're going to, and you learn be'in, and you'll hear every word of the Megillah.
No, learn the Megillah be'in.
Oh, you can learn the Megillah be'in, yeah. Well, whatever you want, be'in, whatever. The point is you're not listening, following along, with the Baal Kairos. So why don't you do that? So they bring a riot from there, that vice dies. The reason why is because since you're not just having the voice of the Baal Kairos reading, going and hitting the vibrations, hitting your eardrum, that's not called listening to the Megillah. The fact that the noise is going into your ear, that's not enough. You obviously have to be somewhat concentrating on what he's saying. You cannot just completely be spacing out. So that's a raya that they bring, that you see from here, that when if you're listening to the Megillah, you cannot space out. If you space out, you're not yaitza. You have to concentrate on what he's saying. Another raya they bring, very geshmak raya, they bring a raya from the halacha by if somebody misses Yal V'Yavai. If you miss Yal V'Yavai, so really the halacha is that you're supposed to concentrate by Chazor HaShatz to be Yaitze Yal V'Yavai. Let's say miss Yal V'Yavai and Shachris, right? So you have to repeat Shemon Esrei. So the halacha really is that really you're supposed to just not daven again, just listen to Chazor HaShatz and concentrate that you want to be Yaitze. Mishabru says, but since the Maisa, we have a trouble concentrating for so long, so therefore we should say it again ourselves. So the Kasha says, what do you mean? So what? We have trouble concentrating. I'm hearing every single word, and I want to be yaitza. I have to concentrate on every single word that they're saying. So they're saying vayisleis from here. If you want to be yaitza with the person who's with somebody else, it's not just enough to listen to him and your mind be completely wandering. You have to be concentrating on what the person's saying. So that's another raya that they bring, that you see that if somebody just spaces out in the middle of the Megillah, it could be not going to be Yaitza. So Rav Aaron Kotler addresses this. He says that that the Yaitza is, what's the Yaitza? The Yaitza is if you put your finger on the place. If you follow with your finger on the place, so he says, even if let's say you feel yourself that like, oh wait a second, I wasn't concentrating the past 2 minutes, but if your finger's on the right place, then it has to be that you were concentrating enough that your finger was following on the place. So therefore, he says that would be enough, that I wouldn't be so nervous that you're not yaitza, because as long as you're following all this place. Now, there's a Shiloh, you know, a lot of people have these nice, beautiful kosher Megillahs, right? You can even win them in raffles and things like that. So the Shiloh is, should a person be using a regular chumash with Mekudais, or should it be using the ksav, the cloth Megillahs? So it seems before from here that here's the problem. The problem is, let's say somebody misses a word. You missed two words, or you think you missed a word, or you're just banging by humming and whatever. We always get into these shaylos. So did I miss a word? Did I not miss a word? So what's the halacha? The halacha is you're supposed to catch up yourself. So you follow along, and you catch up yourself. But if you don't lay Megillah, and you have a kosher Megillah with you, and you try to catch up, you could be butchering the entire thing. So it's not such a good etza to use a kosher Megillah if you're not familiar, you know, with laning it and knowing what the words are actually saying, because if you mess up the meaning, so then you're not, even if you try to catch up yourself, you're not going to be etza. So it would seem that the Paiskim are really going on that a regular person that doesn't lay Megillah should use a chumash with Nekudais and follow along with your finger, and then okay. So that's that halacha. Now the next we'll talk about is that there's halacha that you're not after Tinus Esther, this in Tafresh Sadi Beis Siv Dawid says there that you're not supposed to eat before listening to Kriyas Megillah. You're not supposed to eat. This is after right Tinus Esther, so the Tinus is over, right? The Tinus is over. It's already at Seis, and you want to eat, but the problem is that they're going to lay Megillah. So why are you allowed to eat or not? So the Ramah says you're not supposed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. Even he says a tinus kashal. Even if the tinus is shver on you, it's hard for you. You're getting really weak. You're not supposed to eat before Kriyas Megillah. Oh, he does. Okay, so if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that he says, take a look. I in Simchat Yedalid, I am Magen Rav Shemaskik. The Dafka Achila Aser. Only Achila is Aser. Avo ti'ima va'al mashari. Just tasting is mutter. So, and then he continues. And then he says that va'afilu ti'ima, the Mishpura says, va'afilu ti'ima ein lahakol elo l'tzayrach gadol. Even if you just want to have a little taste, a little piece of cake. So, we have a similar concept that we have by Rosh Hashanah. You know, when you want to take a break and eat before Tkiya Shofar. Yeah. Right? So then what's the problem with eating? The problem is that we're afraid that you're going to be Shami Yimashaych. That you're going to continue with your suit. You're going to forget about the mitzvah that you have to do. So therefore, we don't want you eating before and when it's the time to do a mitzvah. So he says, but Ti'ima really is just such a small thing. You know, we're not afraid that you're going to be, but get so involved with your little tiny piece of cake. So, but he says here that even for Ti'ima, really, you should be machmer. Really, you should be machmer. Now, there's really negea. This child really is much more negea by women. Because by women, so they have to wait even longer than we do, right? Because they're waiting for us to get home, and then they have to go listen to this. So they have to wait. They have to fast an extra hour. So for them, you really get into the shayla, which is why, you know, yes, different pashkin, they'll be makel, that for sure, at least for drinking. For drinking, they say that's not even considered ti'ima, so even drinking, you should be fine, as long as, you know, the time is over. And then if it's really hard for them, then you can even really, you know, start even do a ti'ima, which is less than a kebeya. And then also fruits, they can, if they get the heter to eat, so then they can have as many fruits as they want, because that's not a real achila. But you know, so again, but lechatchila, the halacha is lechatchila, you should even be machmir not to have a ti'ima. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Tezvav that the same thing applies for the daytime. It's not just at night. That also, all the way at the end of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezvav, he says huadin v'yayim. It's the same halacha goes during the day. So that might be more negeah for us. You wake up in the morning, and every single morning you have a coffee before shacharis. So, or you have a cup of water, or whatever it is. So, really, lechatchila, you should not be drinking, because it's before Kriyas Megillah.
Why would that be different than a regular Shabbat davening?
Why, is it different?
Yeah, you're not supposed to really eat.
It's a good Shiloh. No, it's a good Shiloh. I didn't find anything so clear.
There's certain halachas that, see, like Rosh Hashanah and over here, different mitzvahs, and the reason is, I'm assuming the same, is that you don't want to not do those mitzvahs.
Yeah, we're pretty going to get distracted.
You think you wouldn't have a problem in the morning, because you need to go to the show anyways for davening, so therefore if you could drink, so what, are we not going to go?
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I hear this. I hear this, Kash, as I hear it, but I mean, I'm just... From what he's saying here, it would seem that the same halacha would apply. That you should be machmer by ti'ima. Why not get the chumah? You know, if it's not that hard to wait till after.
Why is Mishnah Megillah different on the morning than any other day as far as davening?
What's the difference? What'd you say? Oh, why is it different than a regular davening? Yep. So I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. I can't. But it seems that he's stressing over here by Megillah specifically. That you shouldn't be doing it. So then that's why. Why not, you know, one day to hold yourself back, not have your coffee before Shacharis. Shlomo Zalman says it's kedai to be machmer. But anyway, so Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down that you know, if it's not too hard, you know, if a person is mamish going to have trouble, like, you know, I mean, but if it's not too hard to be machmer in this, it's a nice thing. Now, there's also another shayla that just comes up. Is what about the other mitzvahs hayyim? There's other mitzvahs you have to do. Shalach manas, matanos of yoyim. So, is the same halacha apply to not eating and drinking before you do the malacha? But the suda really, the zman of the suda is much more in the afternoon. It's after mincha, really. That's
okay, so everything the zman is also. The zman is.
You're mechuyev right away to do which
lechem. The zman is dafka to have it after mincha?
No, so I mean, no. I mean,
you have to start before.
You could really start, you could really have your suda in the morning also. Yeah. That's really not. But I don't know, they didn't talk about the suda, but maybe because.
Are you saying that you can't drink coffee or eat before giving matanos of
yom? Oh, so that's then. So I'm getting to that. So that's the shayla. The shayla is, what about that? So what about matanos of yom v'shalach manos? So really, you know, it's much more. Huh?
You don't know if you give someone the matanos of yom to give. You don't know when they're going to give it.
So that's true. And usually, so they say, the police can say that usually, since matanos of yom, usually you are yaitza usually giving before Purim, because you give. Right, you give a lot of times you give people before Purim to give out on Purim. Right. So that tells you don't have to worry about it. What about Mishloach Manos? So God, I remember that when I was in Lakewood, there's a guy that after our Shacharis where we daven, he would sit in the back with bottles of orange juice and Danishes. And as you walked out, he would give you a cup of orange juice and a Danish, and he'd be yoytzeh his Mishloach Manos that way. Now he didn't realize he's being nichshol you because you didn't give shalach manos yet, so you're eating before you're doing. Right. Okay, so but anyway, but again, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's kedai. Why not to try to be machmer? Matanos Avodim, usually you're going to be giving up by shachris anyway, or as you're walking out, there's 10 people collecting, seeking, ready to be yaitzim matanos Avodim that way, and then Rav Shlomo Zalman, you get home. You know, bring one with you, or you know, you can just drop it up. It's not that you give it to a neighbor quickly before you have breakfast. It shouldn't be a big deal. So Shlomo Zalman says, "Kedai l'hachem," but again, it's the most cool of the good thing. You know, but before Kriyas Megillah, that's already more of an Indian to be lachem, not to drink. You know, before. So there's a shaila of what about are women mechuyev in all the mitzvahs of the yom, right? And this is Megeh because a lot of times when you're laning for the lady, so you say, right, the day, you say, make the bracha shachiyan, right? And when you should have in mind to be yaitzah also with this bracha, all the mitzvahs of ayyayim, all the mitzvahs of ayyayim. So are they mechliyim? Are they really mechliyim in the mitzvahs of ayyayim? So it's in Tafri Tzadi Hesiv Dalad.
The shachiyan was said at night though, isn't it?
Yeah, but during the day also.
Oh, there's some of the day
too. During the day, it's because you have in mind the mitzvahs of yom, you have in mind all the mitzvahs of the yom, yeah. Yeah, so they say you should have in mind. Yeah. I think, where's the way we have a term?
What was the question?
No, just when the ladies are making the brachas, you tell them to have in mind that to be out of the mitzvahs of yom. But anyway, the shaila is whether women are mechuyev. So the Ramah says, the Yisha in the last Lamerma and Tafri Sadi Hey, the Yisha Chayevis Matanos of Yainim Mishlayach Manas Gish. A woman is Machuyev in Matanos of Yainim and Mishlayach Manas just like a man. But if you look at the Mishabura, he brings from the Magen Avram, and the Magen Avram says, Lairi Isin is Harmaza. I've never seen that women are that are Nizr to go and give Matanos of Yainim. And so he says, but after the Afka Ba'amana, maybe the Ramah is only talking about an Amana. Her husband's not giving for her, so that, you know, that's why. But anyway, he says, but Avoisha sheish labal bal mashalach b'shvilah. I mean, this, as long as the husband's doing it, so then you're right. Ish lekigufay. And then he says, here mikomaki miyish lahachmer. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you should be machmer. So a lady should, you know, be giving matanos of yoinim and mashalach manas. So the simple aids is that when you're giving matanos of yoinim, you say $10 is going to be for me, and $10 is going to be for my wife. I'm going to be bersliach, and that Shlomo Zalman says that's. Some say that you have to be makna to your wife money, and because it's hard, because you have to be meichel, because mashkan yishkan. But yeah, so Shlomo Zalman says as long as you just say I'm giving for my wife, that's good enough. And then also mashlach manas, she should give also. You should say this is for me and my wife.
As he said, they have to give four. I mean, whatever the amount you need to give, you have to give.
Right.
You say this $10 is for me and my wife.
Can you say what?
This $10 is from me and my wife.
I mean, it has to be enough for you and your wife. You both have separate chiyuvim. So whatever the shir matanos of yainim is, it's going to be $5, $10, yeah. $5, yeah. Mission,
what's
yeah.
the minimum?
$5.
So I think Ramosha says, $5. Yeah. I think Ramosha's gather is a small roll and a coffee. Whatever a small roll and a coffee will cost you.
For my tongue,
so $5. Yeah,
it's a good stuff. Yeah, no, that's a good roll.
Much less than $5.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Anyway, but you should, you know, you should get the, you know, you should make sure that you cover, you know, you cover your wife also. The shaila whether you should do mishleich manas with a shliach. Right, this is Tafri Tzadi Hey Sif Katin Yad Ches. So Sifkan Yud Ches, it brings from the Binyan Tzion. But the Binyan Tzion, as we know, the Indian of Mishloach Manas, should you send it with a Shliach B'dafka? So he's Mesupik about it. Ma'isa the Chazon Ish says that the Halacha is not like this. So you don't have to send it with a Shliach. And I think they say that Chaim Kanievsky wasn't Makbel like this. And then the Stipler was not Makbel like this. But there are many Achrayim Kiveg and Chassam Sarif that say that no, it isn't Indian to give with a Shliach. So, Tafri Tzadi Hey, I'm sorry, Tafri Tzadi, did I say Ches? Tafri Tzadi Hey, Sif Katan Yud Ches.
When do you let you want to give to your friend, and if the wife answers the door, do you say it's for him or to her family? And if you're giving it to her.
So what it was, so
the wife's answering the door, I'm going into the house to give it to, he's going running back.
Do you want the time anyway?
What?
What's the question?
Would you give it to them? Could you give it to the wife assuming it's for the family? It
doesn't matter, really. I mean, you give it to the wife
for
the family.
You're not going to not to, you know, I mean, that's
what. Oh, to give to your, yeah, what, to what?
Not to give it to a lady?
There is that is brought down, brother. That, no, because there's a shiloh. It says here that a man should not send to an amana, because maybe it'll bring to suffer kedushin.
Oh,
So you shouldn't bring to.
What about?
So that's that. So the shayas you do a shliach. I said that many achrayim say that you should do the shliach. So it's only one thing you can do with a shliach. Now you don't have to do it. Even they say that if you want to do it with a shliach, it doesn't mean that you have to do it with a real shliach who's a gadol. You can send your kid, and that can be the same type of shliach. So which we usually do anyway. What?
What's it sad? What's the reason behind?
It says mishliach. So that's the shayla. Okay, now. In Tafri Sadi Hey, again, this is another in Siv Beis. So this is the famous one that says Chai Vinish Labasumi Bapuria, which we spoke about last week. Siv Beis, that this is talking about the Sudas Purim. So the Ramah there says, in the Ramah says that Toiv Lasoik Ma'at Betoira Koidim Shiaskla Suda. It's very good to learn before you start the Suda. And what's the Vesemach Ladavar? This is in Tafri Sadi Hesi of Beis, near the end of the Ramah. It's a long Ramah, but near the end of the Ramah, he says, it's Toiv Lasik Ma'at. Interesting Lashon. B'Toira. Koidim Shiaskal Hasuda. Before you start the Suda, at least you should be learning a little bit. Vesemach Ladavar, La Yehudim Oysa Oyra Vesimcha. What's the Raya? That says, La Yehudim Oysa Oyra Vesimcha. What is Oyra? Darshinan Oyra Zutaira. And Taira is before the Simcha. Exactly. So Oyra should be before the Simcha. So you should learn before. The simcha. So,
what's the
reason? What's this Indian?
So why is that after simcha?
Good question. So what's the reason why we're totally drinking? So the Ramah, what's the reason why we're learning before the Suda? So the Ramah says because of this nice drasha. But the Darkin Moshe, which is also the Ramah in the Torah, the Darkin Moshe says the reason why you're supposed to learn is because you need a special shmira during the Suda. You need a shmira, so therefore it's good to start your suda right before your suda to learn that the Torah should be a shmira for you.
It's like the
Alchemist. That his lashon is shlo yera kilkul besuda. Will not be a kilkul. Now we know the famous mice in the Gemara where one amira went and shechted the other one. Right? Okay, the 100 pshatim on that. But so some learn pasha pshat is that the reason is that. We're afraid that people are going to get violent. You know, you're going to get drunk and get violent, and you need a shmir because someone's going to, you know, might take out his year long.
That's when you learn too much before the suda.
So, but I saw another beautiful pshat that the reason is like this is that we know that Erev Yom Kippur we say vidoy by mincha. Why do we say Erev Yom Kippur? You know, we know Yom Kippurim, right? So why do we say vidoy? So Rashi says, Rashi learns because we're afraid that you're going to get so shikr by the Suda Mafsakas, you're going to go into Yom Kippur shikr, you're not going to say vidoy. That's Rashi. So the Rambam says that we're afraid that maybe someone's going to choke by the Suda Mafsakas, and therefore he's not going to be able to say vidoy in Yom Kippur. We really want that vidoy in Yom Kippur, so therefore it's better to say vidoy. So the question is, how come all of a sudden we're being nervous that someone's going to choke? The guy has 3 meals a day for the past, you know, 364 days. All of a sudden, Erev Yom Kippur, the guy's not going to know, you know, the guy's going to, he's at risk for choking. So they say that the reason's like this. That the Rambam says that you should, we're afraid you're going to get choked is because like this. The Satan doesn't want you to say Vida in Yom Kippur because it's such a strong, when Yom Kippur is such a big schus for Kapara. If a person says Vida Yom Kippur, you know, you can wipe out the entire year's sins. So the Satan doesn't want that. So the Satan's going to be extra mekatvig, extra find the way that the person's not going to be able to get to that Vida. So the person is much more at risk. It's much more a sakana right before Yom Kippur when he's eating because the Satan's working extra hard overtime. So the Vazali wants to say like this, the same thing, that by the Suda's Purim. You know, right? Purim is Yom Kippur. That the Suda's Purim, which is the main one of the main parts of the Purim, is that you can have must be such a big schus, such a big aliyah that you can have from the Suda's Purim that the Satan is going to be extra mekatrig you, right? You know, extra, and you'll get much more into sakana during the Suda. So therefore, you know, we need the extra shmir. You see what the in? You see how chashuv it is to have the Suda's Purim. You see how chashuv it is. That's why you need the extra shmira. Yeah. There's a shaila. We're finishing up. There's a shaila that is it the Suda's Purim? Do you have to have? Is it like a regular Suda's Purim that you need basar? Do you need meat, or is it okay to have chicken or schnitzel? Or no? Yeah. So it's back and forth in the Pesach. But nice at the end of the day, it seems that it's certainly a kedai to be machmir to make sure you have some meat and Purim. Another shaila is whether you need whether you bedafka wine or even other things, right? whiskey or bourbon. And again, from the Paiskim, it seems that the Lechatchila, it should be wine. You know, you're drinking anyway. This is a time that we're enjoying, so why not do it right? So the wine is nothing. Now, another big shaila that comes up is when a person wants to eat in a bunch of different places. Right, so you want to start your suud in one place, and then you want to go to your neighbor, and then you want to go to to this place to dance, and that place to dance. You want to eat and drink on all these places. So you're going to get into a big shal brachas. We know we saw last week that the Ralacha says you're going to be mezalzel on any mitzvah. It's not worth it. So we have to have this in mind. So it seems that lechatchila, the best and the best way to do this is that when you sit there, that whenever you want to start your suud. So I always I always start my suud at home. I start my suda at home, no matter where we're going for the suda. I start my suda at home, I wash at home, and I have in mind that I'm going to be going to 100 different places, and then wherever I end up, that's where I'm going to bench. So that's really lechatchila, but this only works if you wash. You can't just
wash.
You have to wash, have in mind that I'm going to be in 100 places today, and wherever I end up, that's where I'm going
to
bench.
Yeah, so wherever you
end up. So then wherever you end up, you have to make sure you eat pas. You have to have some pas wherever you end up. But it doesn't even have to be a kazai. Just take a little piece of bread, and that's going to help you. That's going to help you to get out of the shiloh of brachas. Now, if you don't do this, and sometimes when the bachram, right? So you just start drinking. You don't make the cheshbon to start and wash. Whatever, you just want to start drinking already, and you start drinking, and you can really get into major shilohs with brachas, because it could be that. Al Geffen, needs to be where you started, and if it needs to be where you started, if you go somewhere else, you doesn't need a new bracha, and if you do it, you get into major shaila. So really, lechatchila, if you're going to be moving around on Purim, you should sit down in the first place, have in mind, I'm going to be in 100 different places, and wherever you're going to be last, you're going to bench. Now, there's an interesting thing let's say you go to another place, another person sees that you sit down and you start eating. And they don't see that you made a bracha, and they're going to think, oh, okay, the guy's drunk, yeah, he's drinking, and therefore he's going to eat without a bracha. People start. So therefore, the halacha is that really you should be maidia everybody. I just want to let everybody know that I already washed and I ate whatever, so I'm not I'm not being lax in any halachas here. That's why I'm allowed to continue eating. Okay, so that's that was. I think we touched on a bunch of different nyanim, and
so we're doing that.
Purim.